What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 47. All right, so I got to talk to you a little bit about what happens when the haters come out, because they're coming for you as soon as you try to take that next step. So let's figure out what we got to do to get through it. All right, here we go, everybody. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and we're here with another solo episode. All right, always excited to talk with you. Also, too, just wanted to throw out a couple things real quick. We're on track this month to have the biggest month ever as far as downloads go, so super, super excited to see the growth. I know that with COVID and with people being shut down and businesses locked down and everything else, it's been a crazy, crazy time. So I truly do appreciate all of the people tuning in and listening to this, listening to the guests, listening to me. Hopefully you're gaining value from it. As always, I will ask, if you're listening to the podcast, do me a favor, screenshot it, tag me in your posts or in an Instagram story, share it out there, even if it's just in conversation. Want to keep this momentum going. So again, maybe there's somebody that, I don't know, maybe they would like the topics that we talk about or the people that we talk to, any of that, you know, hey, let your friends know, let your family know, whatever, get it out there, and I'd appreciate it. Again, if you take a screenshot when you listen to it and you post it to your Instagram story, make sure you tag me at primal.king and I will share it. All right, so I wanted to dive in today, and the topic is about, so there was a meme going around and it actually tied right into the topic that I was going to talk about anyways, which just love it when things line up like that. So I saw this meme and it says, no matter how good of a person you are, you're still going to be the asshole in somebody else's story. Now, when I first saw it, I was like, okay, I don't know about that. I mean, it's kind of like the victim mentality, you know, the poor me, I'm just such a good person, but people are so mean to me or talk bad about me, right? And I don't like that mindset. But I think that there is also a good amount of truth to that, right? Like, you can be a great person and still be the asshole in somebody else's story. Right? It could be something you did intentionally, but a lot of times it's something you do unintentionally. So what happened this week is we have been doing something within, okay, so all of you know that have been following along, we're building our Crosshome Meats business up, right? Like our direct-to-consumer meat business. And so part of this, what we want to do, and I'll be completely transparent with why we do what we do in the marketing side of it, because maybe it'll help you guys out as well, right? And I'll kind of be your case study as we go through this. But one of the things that we want to do is that we don't want to just be another meat business, right? There's 1,000 of them out there. You know, every rancher that has a couple of, you know, steers or whatever, right? Like, I'm not looking to compete with those people. What I want to do is I want to build a movement around what we're doing, right? So again, I'm not looking just to create, you know, the best meat business, right? Like, what separates us from everybody else? I don't know. Yes, there's things that we're going to do nutrition wise, hopefully that separates us. But at the end of the day, like, you know, meat is meat. There's good meat, there's bad meat. But like, when you get into like kind of premium meat, it's all really good, right? So what we want to do though, is we want to build a mission around this. We want to build a movement, a community of people who want to know where their beef comes from. We want to build a community of people that are maybe kind of tired of the corporate stuff, right? With the corporate cattle feed yards and, you know, the feedlots and really like people who want to stop, you know, seeing the local rancher guy get screwed, because that happens, right? Like, my dad was a part of it for a long time. So anyways, we want to build a movement around people being self-sufficient, people, you know, buying beef and knowing where it came from, knowing that it came from the US, right? Like support local, support the US. If you can't support local, whatever. So again, like, we want to build a community around this. Now, when you build a community around something, you have to give people a reason to follow you, right? That you have to give reason people a reason to be a part of that community. And so part of that is by telling your story, okay? Now, within this podcast, for those of you who have been loyal from day one, you know the story, right? Like, the first three episodes, again, if you haven't listened to that, if you're new to the podcast, please go back, listen to the first three episodes, because I feel like it sets up everything else within this podcast. Okay, but for those of you who have listened, you know the story, you know the buyout, you know kind of the turmoil, selling our house, all of that whole story. Well, guys, like that is part of the Crosso Meat story, because if, you know, if that hadn't happened, we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing right now. Right. So this is all part of the story. And I watched my old boss at my old company at ClickFunnels go from $0 to $100 million by him telling his story, by him creating a community. 6 months into them launching the software company at ClickFunnels, it went down. Right. And ClickFunnels, again, is a software to help you like build an online business or have your online business. It's kind of like a website builder. Right. I'm not here to pitch you on that, but just so you know, so when it goes down and people are running like Facebook advertising and they're spending thousands of dollars a day in some cases and their website goes down, that means all that money they're spending in advertising is lost. And so when that went down, like 6 months into it, ClickFunnels still pretty much brand new, most companies at that point would have went bankrupt. But do you know what happened instead? Because my boss had done such a masterful job of building a community of, you know, bringing together people to use that platform and that software. He did such a good job of that and having them buy into the community and the culture of it, that even though some people were pissed, like most of them were like, hey, we know you got our back. Like, I know you'll get it back up and going. Like, we believe in you. And so what could have been a catastrophe, like literally a bankrupting situation for that software company, because again, like most softwares, guys, they go up and they go down. Right? As soon as there's a better software, a newer software, a cheaper software, everybody bails, because software is nothing more than a tool. So if you find a better tool, you're going to jump ship and go use the better tool, the cheaper tool, whatever it may be. But because he had built such a community behind it, people didn't jump. In fact, more people started using it and building and building and building until now it's, like I said, $100 million a year business. And so we want to do the same approach with our meat business. Not just because that'll be the most profitable way of doing it, I think, but also because we want to have people who see the vision with this, right? Who see the vision in having like good, healthy meat, but also knowing exactly where it came from. And part of that, again, is our story. So I tell you all of that because of this comment that we recently got. And it was one that honestly kind of cut me deep, because it goes back to that meme. Like, you can still be the asshole in somebody's story and not even know it, right? Not even mean to be. And so this comment was basically like, hey, you know, love what you're doing or whatever, but you know, it comes off very unprofessional that you're putting other people down in order to build yourself up. Now, for me and for those of you who know me personally, I hope that I don't know, like one of my fears, I guess, and maybe it's the way that I was raised or anything else, and you know, like, I remember kind of growing up, and it's not necessarily even like from my parents, but just kind of from you know, my environment, was that rich people have to step on poor people in order to become rich, right? Like, that's kind of this widely held belief, I think, with a lot of people who maybe don't have a lot of money. And that absolutely can be the case, right? But I also know a lot of very wealthy people who did it the right way, who served a ton of people, who did business the right way, treated people the right way, all of that, and became extremely wealthy. And so for me, like, I've always been self-conscious of, I never, ever, ever want to be the person who's viewed as having stepped on other people or put other people down in order for me to be successful, right? Like, I don't feel like you have to do that. So when someone had commented about that, my first reaction was to be kind of pissed, in all honesty. My second reaction, again, just being honest about it, was it kind of hurt my feelings, because I was like, geez, like, I would never intentionally put somebody down. I would never do that. And again, like, for those of you who know me personally, hopefully you would know that I'm not that type of person. But again, like, that did cut deep. And so then it got me to the point to where it's like, okay, how do we tell our story, try to build this community, try to build kind of a movement behind it, but also not put anybody down? Because, and what it referred back to was the buyout of my stepmom. And again, like, if you've listened to this, you know exactly how that went. I have no ill will toward her. We do not have a relationship, but if she came up and asked me for, you know, water or something like that, I would give it to her, right? Like, if she needed help, I would help her, right? We don't have a relationship, but I don't harbor any ill will toward her, right? And that was basically what it was, is this person thought that it was derogatory to her. Now, again, that's not my intention, but at the same token, what you have to understand is that when you tell your story, right, when you are speaking truth, even if it's 100% truth, it still has the ability to insult other people, right? It still has the ability to maybe make other people feel bad. But we made the decision, you know, me and my wife, when we started building this business, that we were going to tell our story, right? When I started this podcast, I made the decision that right, wrong, or indifferent, like I'm going to be honest about what I believe in, kind of what my story is, why I got here, all of this, like 100% transparency and honesty. Okay. So when we tell our story about Crosso Meats, that wouldn't have happened if we hadn't gone through the buyout with my stepmom, if we hadn't had to have sold our dream home, if we hadn't had to have made the move back to the ranch. Like all of that set off a chain reaction because she wanted her money. She wanted it fast. That's just a fact. I'm not saying that in a negative way to her, but that's exactly truth, fact, and reality. Okay. And because of that, it set off a chain of reactions, which now led us to launching this business. Okay. So I look back at it and I'm not even mad because I'm glad that we live where we live now. I'm glad that we're back at the ranch. Could it have gone better? I think so. Could we have figured it out a different way? I think so. I believe so. But we also wouldn't be where we are right now without that having happened. So it's hard for me to hold a ton of ill will when it's like, hey, like I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I feel like this kind of all worked out perfectly, right? So again, because of that comment, and it did cut a little bit deep. Now, the guest that we had on last week, Ryan Stuman, okay, known as the hardcore closer, business guy, everything else. He does a lot of stuff with mindset, though, and he talks a lot about this, and he calls this the force of average, okay? He basically says that the universe essentially wants everybody to be about average, okay? They don't want, the universe doesn't want you to be too great, doesn't want you to be too terrible. It kind of wants you to be average. So a lot of things that happen in life kind of bring you down to average. You know, you really, really try to strive hard to excel at something, and you're going to hit some resistance, and he believes that's the force of average. Okay, you talk to my wife, and she will say that this is Satan. She believes that Satan is like trying to keep you from being living your best life, will put roadblocks in your way, will try to detour you from your path, like all of this stuff. Now, I don't care whether you believe it's the force of average, if it's Satan or whatever. The truth is that I do believe that a lot of times when you're trying to build something that is exceptional, that is elite, that is next level, you know, you're going to hit resistance, right? Like the old saying goes, you know, higher levels and new devils, right? Or the higher the level, the bigger the devil that you face, whatever it is. But anyways, guys, what you have to understand is that comment yesterday, it threw me off track for a bit because again, like I said, it hurt my feelings. And so then I'm like, okay, why wouldn't this person just reach out to me directly? Like have a conversation, you know, let me know if we're posting stuff that's derogatory to somebody and you don't like it, like, let me know personally. Don't blast us on Facebook, right? Like don't cause drama there. But again, it's an open platform. People can do what they want. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about this topic today though, and I actually had even planned this before all the other stuff happened, is because you have to understand that number one, if you're listening to this podcast, my guess is that you're somebody who's looking to take the next level, right? That's why I have on the guests that I have. I'm always curious about what did you do to take the next steps to get to where you're at? What did you have to go through? Well, if you go back and you listen to just about every successful person that I've had on this podcast, whether they're talking about marriage, whether they're talking about fitness, whether they're talking about business, whatever it is, every single one of them will talk to you about the amount of resistance that they had to get to where they're going. Every single one of them. For some of them, you know, for Ryan last week, he talks about going back to prison after he had really got his life back together, boom, ends up back in prison over some BS charges, right? If it was my friend Satema a long time back, right? Like he's crushing it in the real estate industry and then boom, everything falls out and he just gets brought right back down. So all of these things, guys, they happen. And what do you do to react to them? Okay. So if you believe maybe the way that my wife does, and it is Satan trying to knock you off your path, do you let it knock it off your path? Because there's part of me that like looks back at the comment that was made and it just like, I get so angry and I just want to like dwell on it. But then I also know that what good is that going to do? Does it do me any good to get into a battle with somebody over some Facebook comments? Does it do me any good to sit here and internalize it and dwell on it? No, because right at this very moment, one of the things that we're doing within our business too is what's called the Crosso Coalition. So if you sign up for it, it's like $250, I want to say. And basically you get a 10% discount on any of your orders with us. We donate some of that to 4-H or FFA to help out with like future ranchers. We want to get that to be cool again, right? So we put money in there. And then also you get some really cool stuff like this little, it's called an easy hook thing to flip your meat with. Super, super cool thing. But we're getting it branded with our logo on it and everything else, you know, shirts and swag and all this other stuff. And so like we're right in the middle of all of this. And then that comment comes in and boom, tried to throw me off track. But literally yesterday, like between my kind of my normal business and work and then, you know, our meat business and all of that, it was like, you know, next thing I know, my mind is frazzled and I'm like, okay, what do I do? And then it makes sense. It's like, that is the force of average, right? That is Satan or whoever, again, whatever you want to call it. Like these things come and they try, because man, yesterday I was laser focused, right? Like laser focused. It was like, I got this, this, and this to do. Like, got to call this guy, got to do that. And the next thing you know, like I'm sitting there dwelling on this stupid comment. So what again, like the point of this that I want you to understand is that no matter how great your life is, that, you know, Mother Teresa had haters, right? Like, you know, the most holy people, like Jesus himself has haters. So how in the world are you going to make it through this life without haters? Right? Like if Jesus Christ has probably what, hundreds of millions of haters around the world, if not more, like how do you think you're going to build something great and not have haters? Right? Like if people who are out there donating all of their time to charity have haters, the chances are, guys, is that every single one of us are going to have haters. And yes, deep down, I think we all have that internal want to be liked, right? We all want to be liked. We all want to be trusted. We all want to be loved. Like all of those feelings are natural human emotions. But the reality is that it's not always going to be possible. So then what do you do when that happens? Do you allow that comment? Because like for a little bit, again, in all honesty, it kind of knocked me off my game for a minute. It rattled me for a minute. But then like, I mean, and thank God, like my wife was the one that was like, you can't let this deter us. Like this is Satan. He's trying to knock you off the path. Like we have stuff we're doing. We have places we're going with this business. Like we can't dwell on that. And it's like, cool. You're right. Because what do I do? Do I get in a Facebook argument with somebody? No. What good does that do? Just air out a bunch of baggage, right? Cause drama? No, doesn't do any good, right? So just understand that like as you're building, whatever it is you're doing, maybe you're looking at building an awesome marriage, right? And you're putting everything into it. And then boom, your wife gets a text message from some random dude and you're just like, okay, that's it. Nope, it's over. Like, no, don't let that deter you, right? You cannot let that knock you off the path of what your mission is. Maybe it's your fitness, right? Like maybe you're really, really looking hard to get into shape and you know, you twist an ankle or something like that. Like, are you going to let that stop you? I remember the second day I started doing CrossFit, I got this horrible migraine. Like I very rarely, I probably had like three in my life. Day two of doing CrossFit, got a horrible migraine. And there was like, everything in me was like, nope, just stay fat, dude. Just stay fat. Right. It was like, you know, you can't be working out to the point to where you get a migraine. You know, like, what are you doing? There's like that internal voice. And then again, it's like, that's the force of average saying that like, no, you don't want to be in shape, right? It's Satan, whatever. Again, it's that thing that like tries to pull you back down. And so what do you do in the face of that? You have to keep going, right? You have to keep going. Work through it, guys. Like seriously, just understand that again, like every level you go up, you're going to have bigger and bigger haters. You're going to have bigger and bigger obstacles. But the beautiful thing is that just like any other muscle, the more that you flex the muscle against haters, the more that you flex the muscle against the force of average, whatever it may be, the bigger it's going to get, right? Like my old boss, I remember him talking about it all the time because he gets so much hate. Like most people don't even see it. You know, he was talking about it the other day on a podcast I listened to where it's like his inbox is just a disaster of people like freaking out because he doesn't do this or freaking out because he does do that, right? Freaking out because of this, freaking out because of that. Like there's no way you can please all these people. And he talks a lot about, he's like 10 years ago, I would have just like sat in the corner and cried about what all these people are saying to me. But he's like, I've built up the muscle, right? I've continued to go forward and take the arrows and take more arrows and take more arrows to where now it's like, they don't even hurt me. Right. And so that I think is the whole point of this, is that you're going to be the asshole in somebody else's story at some point, especially if you're building and growing. But the truth is that if you're doing things the right way, you can look yourself in the mirror and know that it doesn't matter. It's just part of the process. You can go to bed every night and sleep like a baby because you know that you're on the right path and that you're looking to take the next steps. So just keep going. Like seriously, there's going to be family. There's going to be friends. There's going to be people who say what you're doing is stupid. They're going to say it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. Just understand that when you're getting that resistance, that is because you're looking to take that next step. All right, everybody. I hope this helps you out. Like I said, I want to see you all be successful in whichever area of life you're focusing on. Just understand that it's going to come with some pushback. And that's okay. It's okay. All right. So we got an awesome guest next week. A little different direction. Really, really excited. This is somebody that I was introduced to. And I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome podcast. A lot of value. You guys really, really big into a charity that I'll talk with you about. So again, very excited about that. As always, if you like the podcast, do me a favor, screenshot it on your phone, put it in your Instagram stories, tag me in it, I'll reshare it. Again, just keep spreading the word about this. I'm super excited that we're having this growth. We had kind of a couple plateau months, and then now I don't know what all of a sudden happened, but apparently everybody wants to listen to this podcast, and that's great. That's great. Let's get the message out there. I don't ask you guys to buy anything on the Primal King thing. I'm not, you know, people are always telling me you should monetize it, do coaching, something. No, I just want to provide value, maybe at some point. So because of that, because I don't ask you to buy anything, just do me a favor and share it out there, right? Let's grow this audience. All right, everybody, have an awesome day, have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.